Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Dilma Rousseff, the 36th president of Brazil, is in Boston today. This is Rousseff's only stop in the United States, other than her meeting yesterday with President Obama in Washington.
President Obama e o povo americano me dá nessa circunstância.
I would like to thank the president of the United States and also the American people for the very warm, brotherly, and friendly hospitality.
Muito obrigado.
Thank you very much.
This afternoon, President Rousseff toasted Massachusetts at a special state house lunch. Here she is speaking through an interpreter.
I would like to ask you to please join me in a toast as a tribute to Governor Deval Patrick and also a tribute and homage to the greatness and prosperity of this remarkable state of Massachusetts, the cradle of U.S. democracy and also the founding cradle of the U.S. ability and leadership in science, technology, and innovation. Thank you very much.
Again, that's President Dilma Rousseff speaking through an interpreter. Now, she leads the B in the so-called BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, those big, booming darlings of the global economy. In fact, Brazil is currently the world's sixth largest economy. So the fact that President Rousseff chose Boston as her only other stop on her first American visit? Not bad for the Bay State. Question is, what does Brazil get out of it that it doesn't get from Washington? And what does Massachusetts get in return? Well, we're joined now by Bruce Magid, Dean of the International Business School at Brandeis University. And Dean Magid, welcome to Radio Boston. I understand that you just finished that lunch at the State House with President Rousseff. How did it go?
The lunch was a very warm, collegial luncheon where there was a lot of interest in building partnerships, not only in the academic arena, but in the business sectors of health, education, and high technology.
Well, let me ask you, first of all, we should remind ourselves that Governor Patrick went to Brazil last December as part of a mission to solidify or strengthen ties between Massachusetts and Brazil. You were part of that delegation. So how much is President Rousseff's visit here to Boston today a reciprocation of that December visit?
Well, certainly it is an outgrowth of Governor Patrick's visit to Brazil, and she specifically asked to visit Boston not only in terms of reciprocity with the governor, because she views Massachusetts as the hub of education and innovation in the United States. And her signature program at the moment is called Science Without Borders, which is designed to send Brazilian students overseas to study science, technology, and innovation. And what better place to go than to Massachusetts?
I understand that Brazil realizes that with its growing economy, it will need a new generation of scientists and engineers to support that economy. So as you said, Massachusetts seems a natural place to send those young students. But I have to ask you, Massachusetts in 2011 exported some $450 million in goods and services to Brazil. But I wonder, there are limits to how much a governor can do or a state can do in terms of strengthening ties with another sovereign nation. Are we looking at a place where there's a sense that Washington is not doing enough to support trade policy, so the states have to get in and advocate for themselves?
In this particular instance, you find that many states send delegations to countries such as Brazil. And the governor is doing a wonderful job of explaining what kind of industries are complementary to Brazilian industries. And quite frankly, I think that $450 to $500 million in terms of what Brazil needs in terms of health care, in terms of high technology, is only scratching the surface. So it's really an awareness opportunity, and it's also an opportunity to begin to develop partnerships and collaborations between Massachusetts business and Brazil business.
I do wonder, though, this might be an extreme way of putting it, but are we looking at an era in which individual states are looking at their economies and saying, you know, we've got to do the work because maybe diplomatic relations aren't so wonderful at the national level. So could we be seeing something like, 50 little secretaries of state going around the world saying, come here, do business with Massachusetts?
No, I think that what you really are finding is that the government in Washington is setting the broad policy parameters, which is to say we want to have an increasingly collaborative relationship with Brazil and setting the broad guidelines and then leaving it up to each state actually to send trade missions. And yes, one might say it's in a competitive kind of environment, but policy set by Washington in each particular state moving in its own direction to develop the specific industry and academic ties.
So we should note that on Friday, President Barack Obama is going to go to Colombia for the Summit of the Americas. That's a major meeting of all the nations in here in the Western Hemisphere. Now, that, of course, is something that a governor can't do. They can't represent the United States in a summit like that. But on the other hand, what do you see as practical policy outcomes that could come with a strengthened tie between Massachusetts and Brazil? You mentioned the president's, President Rousseff's signature educational policy, but what about here on Massachusetts' end? Any sense that we could get some concrete benefit from having good relations with Brazil?
Well, there's a number of concrete benefits in addition to the academic partnerships, because any time Massachusetts companies are able to increase their exports to Brazil or any other market, then indeed that creates job opportunities and helps stimulate economic growth. In addition, Brazil is now beginning to develop what we can call their own multinational corporations looking for investment opportunities abroad. And we're already beginning to see some Brazilian companies considering Massachusetts as, if you will, their U.S. or North American headquarters, which again results in investment and growth and job opportunities.
Bruce Magid is the dean of Brandeis University's International Business School, speaking to us today about Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff's visit to Boston. Dean Magid, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. Coming up, our weekly Common Health segment, What Doctors Can Learn from Veterinarians. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.